Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's November 4th, 2019. Well, that means it's time for Mickey Fulp's Major Market Review, and this is for October of 2019. Well, Mickey, hey, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Here we are back again, and stock markets have been heading higher, at least U.S. markets.
Well, oftentimes we think of October, and it sometimes is a very bad month for the markets, but we had a very good month for the market. U.S. Stock indices near or at all-time highs still continues to rock and roll. So Dow Jones closed at 2746, up 0.5%. That close was about 1% off its all-time high. S&P 500 closed at all-time high at 3038 for a 2% gain. NASDAQ just off its all-time high closed at 8292 for a 3.7% gain. The Russell 2000 at 1562, it's lagging behind. It's still something on the order of what, of 6-7% off its all-time high, but gained 2.6% over the month. The Canadian exchanges, not so much, not so good.
Mm-mm.
We had the Toronto Stock Exchange, which has been tracking the Dow pretty well for most of the year, S&P 500 even, closed at 16,483 for a better than a 1% loss. The Toronto Venture Exchange is just in the toilet. I think it closed very near its 52-week low, closed at 538, lost almost 4%. There's really no interest in that market. I'm at the New Orleans Investment Conference right now, and the mood on the floor has got boisterous with $1,500 gold. We'll talk about that in a minute. You wouldn't know that the venture exchange is so far in the toilet. I'm not really sure with regards to the big market, Toronto Stock Exchange, what caused the drop. I suspect it was the trepidation that came with a Trudeau coalition government. He didn't get as much as many votes as the conservative candidate, but he carried Ontario, and that's what really runs Canada. And now he's got to try to forge some sort of coalition with his Liberal Party and the New Democrat Party, Socialists, and the Green Party. So we'll see how that works out in the long haul. Meanwhile, Emerging Market Index had a good month, closed at 1,044, up well over 4% on some. Basically, I think that was driven by the trade impasse as it starts to fade. And supposedly with phase one nearly done or coming, China turned in some better economic data. Who knows if that's true or not. But anyway, that market had a very good month. And finally, the VIX, lower and lower volatility all month long, it closed at 13.22. That's up, that's down from a volatility over 16 in the previous month.
Pretty remarkable. The VIX has calmed down, and it's like nothing ever happened, right?
Well, that's true. And it's risk on. We're in a risk on environment again, Kerry. Simple as that.
Hey, Will. Just keep printing money.
Can't complain.
Yeah, just keep printing money, and stock prices will go up. I think that's the answer to all that ails us here, Mickey. But looking
well,
at our
certainly the Fed, and we'll talk about that in about a minute here, had something to do with that.
Certainly did. So hey, let's look at our money rates here, exchange rates, and what have we got here?
Well, the dollar was down. It was down well over 200 basis points, down 2.2%, closed at 97.22. We haven't seen it that low for 4 months or so. Trump wants a weaker dollar, and he certainly got it. Euro, of course, was exactly up the opposite. It closed at 112. The Fed, it did do another rate cut. cut a 25 basis point. That was already baked into the market. And the 10-year treasury was actually up one basis point on that, close at 1.69%. The Fed really is in a big bond buyback program now, and they refused to call it whatever they called it before, some made up two words that no one understand what it meant, quantitative easing. They refused to call what they're doing now quantitative easing. And then also you have these overnight repurchase agreements with the banks, the so-called repos, and that's another way to prop the economy up. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin closed up this month at 9131 for over a 10% gain.
Hey, how's that for the digital currency lovers out there? I keep getting comments from people, Mickey, saying, you don't know anything about cryptocurrencies. And I'm saying, yeah, that's right. Neither do you. So what's the problem here?
Well, hey. Well, I love your term that you coined a year or two ago, probably a couple of years, of kleptocurrencies. That's just really clever, Gary.
Hey, well, thanks. And I actually own the URL kleptocurrencies.com. It is available for sale. Couldn't get kleptocurrency, but I got kleptocurrencies. So it is for sale. Any of you out there want it, I'll sell it to you pretty cheap because I'm not doing anything with it. But if
how cheap's pretty cheap? You want to put a price on that? Order of magnitude price?
I'd sell it for $5,000.
There you go.
That's cheap for a decent URL. And that's a memorable one, especially if you're
it is a memorable one for sure.
If you're anti-crypto, it's the perfect URL for you. But one thing that that doesn't lie, that that is always true, are our precious metals. And we have a story to tell there, don't we?
Well, gold is precious, that's for sure. It spent the month range bound, but it's been really resilient. Does not appear to be affected much by the U.S. dollar. Range bound between, say, 1485 and 1520. Close at 1513 for nearly a 3% gain. Silver had a very nice month. It caught up a bit. Ratio went down a little bit. Gold-silver ratio lost about 3%, went from around 87 to 84. Still got a long way to go to get to normalization. Meanwhile, platinum and palladium both had very good months. Platinum closed at 930, up almost 6% on the month. And palladium, it seemed the last half a month last 10 trading days or so, we had a new record high every day. It closed at the lofty level of 1780, up over 7.5%. At one point, it briefly hit $1,800 an ounce. Who would have ever thunk it, Carrie? Who knows? Hey, much better month for platinum, but a much, much better month for palladium. And the platinum to palladium ratio is now at 0.52, and that is a record low. Meanwhile, Dr. Copper still has the blahs. It actually was up almost 2%, closed at 264. I think it hit as high as 266 on the month, and that's has to do with the idea that this trade impasse, the freeze is starting to thaw. Let's hope it continues, and maybe we can get copper, Dr. Copper, going again.
A nice thought. Well, let's proceed to our energy sector, and that was just, I'll let you get into it, but the oils themselves, basically pretty flat, but we had a little movement on one of our more moribund energy sources.
Well, this is true, and oil vacillated somewhere, I think, 54 to 56, maybe 56 and a half over the month, and it increasingly looks fairly range-bound, close at 54.18, up 11 cents on the month. Brent lost a bit, lost nearly 1%, closed at 60.23. It was down, 55 cents on the month. Henry Hub, meanwhile, had a nice little bump, up almost 13% to close at 263. It looks like increased pipeline capacity from the Permian, and I presume a bit of cold weather, and we got the winter heating season starting up here pretty soon. inventories down. So it was a good month for Henry Hub. Meanwhile, uranium is just in a blast. The Trump administration, which was supposed to have the Section 232 actions posted in mid-October, punted for another 30 days. It's interesting that John Bolton, who headed that multi-agency branch committee, resigned during the month. So that maybe explains why they punted it once again. Closed at $24, down 6% on the month. So we're still looking and wondering if we're going to get some action on that in mid-November, which is the current schedule.
All right. And that leaves us with our ratios. Not a lot of action there, but a couple of noteworthy ones.
Well, we've already gone through the precious metal ones, so we're not going to do those again. But with the rise in Henry Hub, the WTI to Henry Hub ratio went down to 20 and change. Hasn't been that low since the end of February. So whatever that is, 8 months or something. And finally, the gold to WTI ratio closed at 27.9, almost made it to 28. And we haven't seen that happen for well over 2 years. Last time was in the end of August in 2017.
Correct. Well, a lot of interesting numbers. Looks like stocks and metals are headed up at the same time. Dollar down a little bit. Energy is kind of muddling along. Well, the big surprise, though, is that palladium number, Mickey.
And, oh, it's just crazy.
And platinum is starting to follow, which is really interesting because we both know that platinum has been in the dumps for years. So we could see some interesting upward movement once platinum breaks 1,000, assuming that it does, of course, which looks like there's a good chance that it's going to. In any event, make sure you check out Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com. His Twitter feed at mercenarygeo.com. Email us with any questions or comments where you think these markets are heading. We always like to get your views. KL@carrylutz.com is the email address. The website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz. All right, Mickey, we will reconvene in early December and we'll get our next fix of your major market monthly review.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carrie.